ready. We are here at the 2017 MAX on the last day of the MAX conference put on by the fine folks at the Northwest Credit Union Association. And we are here with Jason Smith. You are the VP of Strategic Resources at NWCUA. And then John Deering, you are the Partner and Managing Director at Capstone. Welcome, guys.
Great to be here. Yeah. Thank you very
much. Good morning. Thank you
very much. Good morning. And it's so cool outside. It's literally cool, but a really cool fall day out there. It's gorgeous out there. But let's talk about a partnership announcement. Jason, you want to start us off?
Yeah, we're excited to have Capstone Strategic and John here. We're excited to announce a partnership working together to support our credit unions and ultimately to support their members.
John, anything else to add there?
Well, we're delighted at Capstone to be part of the strategic link in the organization. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the opportunity to work together with the good folks at the association and Jason and Denise, and excited to move forward.
Right. So how exactly does the partnership work? What are the moving parts, and how do things get done?
Sure. So Strategic Link is part of the Northwest Credit Union Association, and our real goal is to bring quality partners who have great experience and really focus to help them be successful. And so John and his team at Capstone are really focused on growth, and not just growth, but the quality, faster growth, and helping them be successful for the long term. And so Capstone is fantastic, and when we saw them, we really just had to have the conversation. It's come about naturally through you know, their focus and what we are trying to accomplish for our credit unions and their members. So,
John, what are your responsibilities in your neck of the woods?
Well, I think this partnership is a great example of collaboration in the credit union space. We've been in the credit union space for about 12 years now, working with CUSOs and credit unions, and had an opportunity last year to speak out at another conference for Acule, and the COO of the organization was out there and got to know Denise a little bit, and it all starts with the relationships, right? Mm-hmm. And I think our message resonates with folks out there in the credit union world that are looking at, as Jason said, how to increase their likelihood of success mm-hmm. when they go out and look for partnerships, alliances, joint ventures, mm-hmm. Any type of proactive external growth mm-hmm. program. The challenge, of course, is there's a lot of folks out there that have not had success in partnering, and they're a little gun-shy, perhaps. So I think what Jason and Denise and the group have brought us in as a partner is to bring some outside perspective, because mm-hmm. quite frankly, a lot of our business over the 23 years has not been in the credit union space. So there are engaging with us because of our message about proactive growth, using tools, using objectivity for decision making mm-hmm. To go out and select the right partners and really increase their likelihood of success and bring stories, quite frankly, about successes from outside of the credit union space to the credit union leadership.
So that kind of leads me to my next question. Let's step back a little bit. What started this whole thing? How did it come about?
Well, as John said, you know, Denise came back, and Denise was great about saying, you know, I need to have a conversation with John. He's sharp, and the Capstone group are great. And so we just started having conversations about the focus, and candidly, my role as Vice President of Strategic Resources is to look across our credit unions and look for the areas that they have need. And so really it was just a natural conversation, so that's what kind of brought it about, and that's what brought us to today.
Very cool. And so, John, what are the goals of this? Obviously, not world domination, but, you know, obviously you want to make things work better for the association and your company and for credit unions. I think they're the ultimate beneficiaries here.
Right, absolutely. I agree. I mean, it all starts with the credit unions and trying to make sure that they have exciting new ways as they look out at their crystal ball and try to define the next chapter in their organizations. Mm-hmm. What is it going to look like? What are their options? How can they identify new avenues for growth? So our message is really about different ways to grow your organizations. Okay. Objective-wise, I think early on, we are really trying to dig in and make people aware, I guess. That's the first thing, is awareness. Mm-hmm. And Jason and his group have been great about getting press and allowing me the opportunity today to speak at the conference as well to get the good word out about different ways to grow your organizations. Mm-hmm. And then moving forward, I think it's about just continuing the collaboration. We're not exactly sure where it's going to go beyond introductions mm-hmm. at this stage to credit mm-hmm. unions, mm-hmm. But there's a lot of great things that their organization is doing that we're just scratching the surface on understanding, quite frankly. So it's I think goal-wise, we'd love to have multiple credit unions working with Capstone and get some success stories and build upon it. And we know it's a long-term opportunity to just establish credibility establish relationships, and then move forward.
Excellent, excellent.
I'd like to echo one thing that John really started with. Yeah. You know, we didn't set about with a specific goal about us. It's really a goal about the credit unions and what they're trying to accomplish. So I think it kind of depends what each credit unions are trying to accomplish and then really helping to help them to accomplish that. And so like John was saying, really, you know, connecting with our individual credit union and kind of understanding their needs and then going from there.
So. Yeah, there's so much opportunity, so much potential still. I mean, we've experienced the last, what, 3 or 4 years of really healthy growth, and there's no signs of slowing down. So, sounds like you guys are right in the thick of it, doing some really good stuff. So,
well, absolutely, and the future is bright. So we're looking forward to it, and John and his team are an important part of that.
Final words, John. Any final words?
I'll just echo the comments. I mean, there's a bevy of options out there and opportunities, and there are a lot of people from outside the credit union world also looking at the opportunity for folks to open doors in the credit union world. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a whole new set of opportunities for folks to, you know, people talk a lot about fintech and IT and things that are, you know, new developing situations for credit unions. But I think you just need to open your eyes, and there's a lot of options.
I agree. All right, guys. Thank you so much for stopping by. Good luck in your presentation today. I don't think you'll need it, but good luck anyway. Jason, always a pleasure. Good job, guys. Keep up the good work. All right.